There is something that I have learned in the years that I have followed Jesus Christ, and that is this. If there's anything that I lack, I simply ask God for it. I pray for it. You see, God is concerned with all things great and small in our lives. And those disciples, as they were waiting in Jerusalem, 120 of them were waiting and asking for the promise of Jesus Christ to be fulfilled in their lives. That is the sending of the Holy Spirit that would come and purify them and empower them to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ and to launch the gospel of Jesus Christ into this world, and it would change the whole world. You see, they went to Jerusalem. They were told to wait. They went, and while they were waiting, they prayed. They remembered what Jesus said. We can find it in Luke, the 11th chapter and the 9th verse. Listen to the words of Jesus. "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks, receives, and he that seeks, finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" See, I'm often asked by people, how do I receive the Holy Spirit? And my answer is very simple. First, we offer ourselves to God. We present ourselves to God, just like those apostles did. After Jesus said, "Go and wait," they went into the temple, they prayed, they said, "God, here we are. We're calling and asking for the promise to be fulfilled in us, the promise of the Holy Spirit." And they offered themselves to God and then pray like they prayed and believe like they believed that God is going to fill you with His Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that their hearts were cleansed by faith on that day of Pentecost, that they believed God, what He would do. And when we believe God will fulfill His promise, we pray and we ask for it and we offer ourselves to God, He will fill us when we receive it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You for the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, it would be impossible to walk with You without this grace that we have of the Holy Spirit guiding us, helping in us, strengthening us, teaching us, being to us as if Jesus were right here beside us. Thank You, O Lord. I love You. Thank You for the blessing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.